Alhamdulillah wakafa wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا صدق الله العظيم. وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا مراد غریبوں کی برلانے والا, وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا مراد غریبوں کی برلانے والا. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, you have heard different speakers on the topic of Hajj, and throughout the Hajj journey you will find that there is a lot of movement. People are on the move. You are putting your ihram, you are reading Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and you are on the move. Tawaf is again a plenty of movement. 7 times you are going round the Kaaba Sharif. Safa Marwa is again movement, plenty of movement. And people are reading aloud Tasbihat, Zikr. They're taking the name of Allah. Labbaik is recited aloud. On the way to Mina, Arafat, back to Mina via Muzdalifah, everywhere there's a lot of movement. That is the Jalal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that you see in Makkah Mukarramah. And also it is a reminder of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Qiyamah, when people will be going to and fro from one Nabi of Allah to another Nabi of Allah for intercession. So in that trip, the Hajj side, there's plenty of movement, there's plenty of recitation of Labbaik aloud. Now we are proceeding to Madinah Tayyibah. Of course, many brothers will be doing Madinah Tayyibah first, whatever is the situation. But the thing is that when you are in Madinah Sharif now, there is a need for plenty of dignity. You have to be there in a dignified manner. There's no shouting there. Movement is also not like in Hajj. Now you have to be very, very dignified. So before we arrive at Madinah Tayyibah, it is only appropriate that we should discuss something about on the way to Madinah Tayyibah. What we must remember is that this is not a journey to London, Paris, or one of the cities of the world where people go for business or for shopping trips. For shopping trips, they do advertise in the papers that you can go to Dubai and shop until you drop, and I add one more word, until you drop dead. Because sometimes they buy so much of luggage that there is that possibility that if they try to pick up that themselves, they might drop dead. So that those countries of the world, we can go for all that. We don't say it is haram, we don't say it is forbidden. If your niyat is good and you are buying certain items in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, then sometimes you may even get rewarded if your niyat is to assist the people of Madinah Sharif and Makkah Sharif. But I'm not talking about the type of purchasing and buying that our people do, because in those days when a person went for Hajj and when he returned, then if somebody had to ask him that what did you bring from Hajj, then that person could have said that when I went from here I was not a 5-time namazi, I came back with 5-time namaz in my life. When I left South Africa I used to gamble. When I returned, I came back with the niyat that I'm not going to go anywhere near a gambling den. When I left South Africa, I used to take interest, but when I returned, I made tawbah in Arafat, and I've returned that I'm not going to take and give interest. When I left South Africa, I was negligent with so many of other ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and with the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now that I have returned, after having been at Mina, at Arafat, at Muzdalifah, and after having seen the Rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, alhamdulillah, I have returned. And if I have been negligent with regards to the rights of others, then I have made up my mind that whosoever I am owing money, I will make sure that now I will pay that person, and whomsoever I may have hurt and injured, or whosoever's property I may have taken, which was not rightfully belonging to me, now that I have been for Hajj and I have returned, so this is what I have got to show, that there is a total change in my life, and now I will make sure that I make amends for whatever I have done, and I will repay whomsoever is due. Now that is what they normally showed after Hajj, those people that went in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, and the Awliya-i-Kiram, and all the good Muslims that went and came back. This is what they came back with, that they came back with a'mal in their lives, and action in their lives. And therefore, whosoever came into contact with such a haji, he also became influenced. But unfortunately, these days when we return, then the only thing that we have which we can really show and to our families and our friends and our clients and is what we have got in our bags. When they say, what have you returned with, or what have you come back with, then the only thing we have is to show what we have got in our bags, that this item is very cheap there, this item is very cheap there, and this is something that I purchased from here, and this is something that I purchased from there. So therefore we have to understand that this trip to Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah, it is not for worldly reasons, it is to gain spirituality. It is to gain the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is to gain the qurb of Allah and His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That in South Africa, wherever a person was living, there he used to say his prayers, or used to pray in the direction of the Holy Kaaba, and there the Kaaba Sharif is right in front of him. He used to talk about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Jalal and Allah Ta'ala's Tajalli and Allah Ta'ala's Sifat, and there in Kaaba Sharif now he is seeing with that eye, the spiritual eye, the Tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or he is benefiting and deriving benefit from that Noor and that Rahmat which is descending there 24 hours of the day. Because 24 hours of the day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Rahmat descends on the Kaaba Sharif. 60 of those blessings are for those who make Tawaf, 40 for those who make Namaz, and 20 for those who just sit and watch the Kaaba Sharif. So where can you find another place like that? So the person is going there so that he may spiritually cleanse himself, purify himself. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Al-Hajjul Mabroor laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. That for a Hajj Mabroor, that Hajj in which a person does not commit sins, he does not violate the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is no other reward except Jannah. And he returns from there like the day that his mother gave birth to him, how he was clean and pure, that is how he returns. So we are going to Madinah Tayyibah to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this visit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed a visit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not just to a grave. It is not visit to a grave, it is visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality. Because we believe in the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that man zarani ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, that person who visited me after my passing away, we are not saying after his death, although the word is used sometime, but what it really means is that from the surface of this earth, as every person passes away and we bury the person, that is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also telling us that after I pass away, if any person visits me, then it is as if he has visited me during my lifetime. And the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the simple way that one can explain it, is like if there is a bulb that is burning, and if somebody has to take a black cloth and cover that bulb, but the switch is on, so inside there it is still on. Outside probably we cannot see because of the dark curtain, but inside the bulb is still on, the switch is still, the light is still burning. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him a special kind of hayat, a special kind of life. Therefore when we are visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we are in reality visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that man ja'ani za'iran la yahummuhu illa ziyarati kana haqqan alayya an akuna lahu Shafia. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that person who comes and visits me, and he has got no other intention, there is nothing else that has really prompted him to come there, there is nothing else that really motivated him to come there, except that he has come to visit me, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that it is upon me to be an interceder on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede on this person's behalf who comes and visits him. And therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also reported to have said that person who makes Hajj in Makkah Mukarramah and thereafter he does not visit me, then he has done injustice to me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam regards this as an injustice upon him that you go to Makkah Mukarramah, make Hajj, but you do not visit him. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, he used to dispatch sometimes people who used to go to Madinah Tayyibah just to convey the salam of, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and return, believing that when they are there, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to that salam personally and he is replying also. For in the hadith we have been informed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, "Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahin yuballighuni an ummati as-salam." Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels and they are roaming around, everywhere they are moving around. And for what are they moving around? To pick up the salam. If any person is reciting salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and what is that salam? Tashahud, at-tahiyyat he is reading, or he is reading Durood Sharif. Then they pick it up and they convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that so and so, the son of so and so has conveyed salam to you, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives a reply to that salam. But when the person is standing at the rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and there he is reciting the durood and salam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given the power to listen to him personally. When one sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, will you be aware?" Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, "Yes, I am aware." So this power that Allah Ta'ala has given him, we must not doubt. In this, in the modern days, we have got technology. We know that the computer chip, millions of telephone calls, the messages it can take in 1 minute. The little chip can record so many pieces of information, millions, and they're going to billions. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the power to listen to all those people that are standing there and to give them a reply also. And not only that, some people who have had that kind of spirituality, those who have been purifying themselves and cleansing themselves and reciting a lot of durood and durood sharif and salam, and they have been acting and practicing in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.